Today's recording is dedicated L'schus l'refuah shleima, in honor and in merit of the complete healing of Kalcha bas Shena Sima. May the sukkah bring her much happiness and health, by Adam Klasner. There was a time when meadow, grove, and stream, the earth, and every common sight to me did seem appareled in celestial light, the glory and the freshness of a dream. So begins the great William Wordsworth, his ode known as Intimations of Immortality, in which Wordsworth wonders why it is that when he was a child, there was a time that whenever he looked at anything in the earth, he always saw it appareled, garbed in celestial light. He was able to see the divine light emanating, glowing out of everything in the world. But he then bemoans. The entire poem is when he mourns that it is not now as it has been of yore. Turn wheresoever I may, by night or day, the things which I have seen, I now can see no more. He no longer is able to see that vision of God everywhere. And what Wordsworth famously explains throughout the poem is because children, babies, come straight from God. Their souls have recently been with God. And therefore that freshness, that alertness, that authenticity, innocence, and holistic view of a child is still able to see how everything is essentially new and divine. But as a person gets older, and as he says, the shades of the prison house of the empirical reality we see begin to close upon the growing boy, and the years bring the inevitable yoke, the soul gets an earthly freight, and custom lies upon thee with a weight heavy as frost and deep almost as life. Meaning that as the years go on and we have to deal with day-to-day life and the worries of life and the challenges of life and the consistency of life, what we just get used to everything we see eventually. As Wordsworth says, we look at the world, we look at trees, flowers, fields, mornings, valleys, land and sea, and all we see are just physical things. Reality speaks of something that is gone. Whither is fled the visionary gleam? Where is it now, the glory and the dream? And this very famous romantic poem really ends off in a very, very sad, typically of the time of the romantic period, a sad note of the fact that an adult cannot have that vision like a child can. Now, I had seen this poem many times in the past, but Erev Sukkos, this past Sunday, a dear friend of mine, Dr. Benji Epstein from Israel, sent me one stanza from this poem because it mentions the clouds of glory, which is what the sukkah is all about. And I realized how we could redeem this sad note that Wordsworth leaves off with. You see, Wordsworth writes as follows, as he's describing how the child comes to the earth with this divine vision, he writes, "Our birth is but a sleep and a forgetting. The soul that rises with us, our life's star, hath had elsewhere its setting and cometh from afar." In other words, our soul, when it rises within us, it has set from the place from where it comes, meaning heaven. And he writes, listen to this, he writes, "Trailing clouds of glory do we come from God who is our home." Trailing clouds of glory do we come from God who is our home. And when I saw these lines on Sunday, I remembered a famous teaching that's brought in Chassidus, that Chassidus explains one of the ideas of the sukkah is like when a baby is born, it's always wrapped right away in blankets. The reason being because since as soon as the baby enters the earth, not only is it cold, but its limbs are still very frail. So it has to be wrapped right away into blankets to strengthen it and warm it up. So the holy books explain that every Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur through our tshuva, we are born again. We have become new entities. We're like babies, and each and every one of us this year, we were just born again. We're starting fresh, and therefore we need the sukkah to wrap us up. We're wrapped with the wings of the Shekhinah. The blanket of the sukkah wraps us to guard us as we enter this earth. And so I realized that what Wordsworth is saying, the trailing clouds of glory, we come from God who is our home. You see, in our tradition, the sukkah, the annual sukkah, means that we once again enter those clouds of glory, which remind us of God who is our home. Teshvu k'ein taduru. We dwell within God. We dwell within the clouds of glory again, as we're born again at the beginning of the year. And that's why we don't have to leave off with this bitter note of Wordsworth, and because the sukkah, you know, the word sukkah has also the connotation of seeing. Socha, yiska, the root socha also means to see, to have a vision. The sukkah trains us again to be able to see all of reality appareled in a celestial light, to get back the glory and the dream and the visionary gleam, that our souls may once again have sight of that immortal sea which brought us hither. And the sukkah trains us to be able to again go through another year to try to hold on to that childlike view of reality. Einoid milvadei, that only Hashem exists, and seeing Hashem's light in everything. To be socha, to truly have a vision. And maybe that's why this holiday is the festival of joy. The joy of childlike innocence, of being born again and being able to once again see God in everything. And not like Wordsworth says, that be now forever taken from my sight. Nothing can bring back the hour of splendor in the grass, of glory in the flower. But to once again, like children, be able to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and believe and see the unity of Hashem, that God's light is shining through everything we see. That's what living in the sukkah trains us to do. May we, Mirtz Hashem, be deep enough people to be able to remain childlike and live always with thoughts that do often lie too deep for tears.